The Gemara bought Tomor the Bia Rishoni Yavro. I Tomor became pregnant from the first Bia. Now there's a kash, like before we said, the Mishnah says, well, Mafrishinoi, so you have to separate them. We have to make sure they didn't become pregnant. So Gemara's question was, Ayin Isha Damis Averis from the Bia Rishoni. So Gemara answers, we're talking about that night when the two wives got mixed up, that they had two times Bia. So therefore, by the second time, maybe they became pregnant. But Mashmah, from one time, after being together one time, she can become pregnant. So now the Gemara asks the question, why not? For Tamar, the Maisa by Tamar and Yehuda was that the Bia Rishoni Yavro, Yehuda only lived with her one time, and after one time she became pregnant. So you see, after one time, he could become pregnant. So Rashi, Me Yehuda, Kidiyamala Kamon, the heir of Oinan Shleikadaka Shimshu. Even though Tamar first was married to Aaron Oinon, but they never lived with her Kedaka the normal way. So she was never like a Bula, she was always a Psula. The first one that went into a Kedaka was Yehuda. And we see after the first time she became pregnant. So Gemara says, Omalei, Tamar be'etzpa ma'aka. Tamar, before she lived with Yehuda, she put her hand there and like broke the Psula. So therefore, since she put her hand there first, she made the place a little bit wide, therefore it was possible by the first Bia that Yehuda had with her, she could become pregnant. Rashi says, Betzpa miyako, koidem Bia upischa pasuach, vehevilo kebeis bias. His Tamar put her hand there and pulled out the psulim before him, so the place was opened as if it was the second time to have Bia. The Yama Rabbi Yitzchak, Yitzchak said, Koma ukais asho beis Rebbe. All in the place of Beis Rebbe, any lady that was Moacha used to pull out their psulim, Tamar Shimon. They used to call the names Tamar. For Lama Nikra Shimon Tamar, how come in this place, by Rebbe's place, they used to call themselves Tamar? Al Shem Tamar, on the name of Tamar, Shemiaka Vietzpa. Because that was the Maisa. By Tamar, before she lived with Yehuda, she like put her hand there, B'yosemakam, to widen the place, that she could become pregnant from the first Bia with Yehuda. Rashi called Moacha Shabbos Rebbe. Hamashiores Bisulehim. He used to pull out the Bisulim. Vietz Biyoseim. Tamar Shemot. He used to call the name Tamar. How to shame what happened with Tamar. Freddy Gemara, is this true? Vyoheve Erev Oinon. I Tamar first was married to Aaron, then Oinon. So she had already a husband. So that's why maybe she was like a Bisul already. A Bul already. That's why the first time Yehuda lived with her, she became pregnant. But it's no Raya from Anisha that's a Bisula. Samar says no, Er v'oinon shim shur shloi kedarkun. That they lived with Tamar, they never had real beer with her, it was always shloi kedarkun. It wasn't the normal way, so they never broke up Sulim. The first one to go into it normally was Yehuda. So that was the question, how'd she become pregnant? The Torah says she was miyakov v'yad. Meis v'avakasha. Says, kol esfun v'yarba chodesh, all the 24 months, when after Anisha gives birth, when she's nursing for the next 24 months, the Tanakhama says is, Dash mi bifnim, vizor mi bachutz. Person has a right when he lives with his wife to be dash bifnim, go inside back and forth, but then vizor, when it comes to let the zera out, do it outside. In other words, not to make her become pregnant. So Rashi says, Kol chof dalet chedesh yotinik yonik, Dash mi bifnim, vizor mi bachutz. Kedesh loy tesaber, she should not become pregnant. That she should stop nursing her first son, and then the first baby would die. So in order the 2 years that the Malanisha nurses, she should not become pregnant. So that's what the Tanakhama says. That even when you live with your wife then, you have a right to let the Zera outside. Now this the Gemara says no. Divrei Rebbe Elazar, this is Rebbe Elazar Shita. So the Chum said back to Rebbe Elazar, no, Avada Ritzasa. Halolu eino elo kemais erev oinon. To do such a thing like that, to live with your wife, and then when it comes to let the zeri do it outside, that's mamash and aveira. That's the same aveira that erev oinon did. And that's the loch of Ali, you're not allowed to do like that. And we had before, minashmai mirachimu, you're allowed to live with your wife, and enough to be afraid to become pregnant, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of it. Shem epsoim Hashem. But HaKoponim, it says here, that if somebody lives with his wife, goes into her, just let the zera outside, that's Kamais Erev Oinon. So Mais Mashmam, that Erev Oinon, when they lived with Tamar, they went into her normally. Just that Peshas the zera came out, they let it go outside, not inside her. So again, so it's no raya. So the first kasha we asked is no kasha then. The Lechur, if Erev Oinan lived with Tamar, so then when Yehuda lived with them, Avad, it's easy why she became pregnant the first Biyah. Because she already lived with a man already before. So the Gemara answers no. What it means over there is, Kemaisa Erev Oinan, if you do this type of an Avera, that you dash me b'fnin v'zorim me b'chutz, it's an Avera like Erev Oinan did, but really, v'loy Kemaisa Erev Oinan. It's not exactly 100% the same thing that Erev Oinan did. What does that mean? Kemaisa Erev Oinan, it's like the story, like the Maisa Erev Oinan, the Chassidus says over there, for ho yim bo alashas ochiv v'shichas arzo. It says over there, Taka, when they live with Tamar, they did not let the zera out inside her. V'shichas arzo, they let the zera out outside. They didn't want her to become pregnant. But v'loy Kemaisa Erev Oinan, but it's not completely like the same case that happened over there. Nilu hasam by Erev Oinan. By Tamar, Shaloi Kedarkoi. Over there, they never lived with her in the normal manner. It was always Shaloi Kedarkoi on the other side, not in the normal manner. For Hocha, but over here, we're talking about Kedarkoi. If a person, after his wife gives birth, for the next 2 years, it will be lived with her normally. Just for Shastai Tzoras Azera, lets it out outside, that's an Avera like Erev Oinan did. Even though Erev Oinan did not go into Tamar in the normal manner. That's why the first Gemara's Kasha was, the first one to go into Tamar was Yehuda. So that's the question, how come she became pregnant on the first Biyah? The Teretz is, it was Ma'aka Biyad. Fred Gemara. Bishlei Ma'oinein, Dechsiv Be'i V'shichas Arza. It's good that the Pasuk says about Oinein that he was Mashchezera. He put his Zera on the floor, not inside her. So we know Oinein did not go into her. How do we know Er did not live with her in a normal manner? He was the first one. How come he didn't live with her in a normal manner? So Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. You see the pasuk says, Vayomez gam oisoi. That means, Afu bi oisoi misa meis. He also died in the same misa. So Mash, what do you mean the same misa? For the same Avera? Just like Oinein did the Avera, he was Mashke Zerul of Atola. The same thing, Er also died for the same reason. He was Mashka Zerah Levatol, he didn't let his wife, he didn't put the Zerah inside his wife. The Gemara says like this now. Bishleim Oinein, we understand why, we understand, but it says why he didn't want her to become pregnant, why he didn't let the Zerah do it, and he didn't do it normally. Mishum loy, loy yi azerah. Because he knew the child would not be after him, like he was like being Miyabim, his brother's wife. So the child, the name of the child would go after Er. So therefore, he didn't want to have any children. Because instantly, like, wouldn't be called after himself. It would only be called after his brother. That's why he didn't want to have any children. Ella Er, but the first husband, Er, my time Abdu'ochi. How come Er did such a rishis that, like, he didn't live with his little Tom in a normal manner? Why didn't he want Tom to become pregnant? Why not? Tumor says, Kideshla Tisabe V'yachisha Yafya. And she was very beautiful, Tamar. And he didn't want her to lose her niceness. So therefore, he didn't want her to become pregnant in order to give birth and to lose her pretty, Yofia. So that's why that was his rishis. That because of that, he was Mashka Zerul of Atola, and because of that, he got Misa, he died. Yeah. Right. Tana Rabban. The Brisa says like this. The Pasuk says, really, Oysa. What does Oysa mean? Her Prat Lakala. Lafuki Yakala. So Rashi says, Kala means the first time, when you're married, the first Biyah you have. So Rashi says like this, Prat Lakala. Is Rashi before Oysa. So Rashi's Pasuk says, V'isho Asha Yishkav Ish Oysa, Shichva Zera, V'roch Atzu Bamayim. That's the Pasuk. Pasuk says, if an Isha has Biyah with a man, and the man lets his Zera into the Isha becomes Tamei. So Zera Sakosif. Even though the Shichva Zera doesn't touch her on the outside, it only goes inside the body. That's called the Beis Astorim. That's not Matame. It's a Gzeras HaKosov though. It's a Gzeras HaKosov when a man lives with a lady and puts a Zera into her, she becomes Tame that day. The Pasuk says, V'rachetzu b'mayim, she has to go to the mikvah, and she first becomes Tor, v'hera shemesh, it comes nighttime. So Zadiyak Oysa, she became Tame Mutuhu, that only she's Tame. So Gemara Dashman's Oysa, she's Tame, Prat Lakala. Not a kala. Hey, so Rashi the loy boyi tefila. She doesn't have to go to the mikvah mishum tumas biyah rishoina. For the first time in the command, we'll soon explain why. that when Isha gets married the first time, so the first bia she has with the husband, when the husband lets the zera into her, she does not become tamei. That's the prat. A normal Isha is tamei, but prat lakala. The first bia she doesn't become tamei. You don't have this zera sakasiv that she would have to go to the mikvah. Like the Moshe, Luisa, she wants to touch Tyrus, Luisa, she's a kahana, she wants a truma, whatever reason, she wants to become tor, she has to go to the mikvah. She has a din tomerana, shin zera went into a body. Now, she came by a kala the first time he got married, there's no din tumah. We'll soon see why. Different Rabbi Yud, this is Rabbi Yud Shita. Say, prat l'shloikadarka. No, it's avada, a kala, mainat kamina. A man put had to live with an isha, put a zera into her, she becomes tummy. The pasuk that says oisa prat for some is kedarka. If you did a shloikadarka, there there's no din, she doesn't become tummy. Again, as the etzem shichva zera, when that avad is nafatumah. If a person would touch the shichva zera, he would become tummy. But here we're talking about it went into the body of the isha, so it's called a maga beis hastorim. An inside touching that's not matamiyu because of touching. It's only xeras akosiv that when a man lives with an isha, the xeras matamahu, but only kadarka, not shaloi kadarka, not in the normal manner. Only in the right place, not in the other place. So the more omalei hoin parade the Rav Nachman. The Rav Nachman. So the Rashi says shem chochem. This chochem hoin, which was the son of Rav Nachman, said to Rav Nachman. That Lamech Sover Rabbi Yehuda, let's say Rabbi Yehuda holds that Rabbi Yehuda's shita here is that a kala is not tamei. We should say what's the svara? That Hatoira Choso Al Tachshite Kala. The Torah had Rachmanas on a kala. Her kala just got married tonight. She has all the beautiful makeup on. So if you're going to say that the first bia they have that night, she becomes tamei, she's going to have to go to the mikvah tomorrow and wash off all the makeup. So the Torah had Rachmanos on her, that's why you're telling me a kala the first night, she doesn't become tummy. Trashi al tachshite kala, kechal v'sorak, shenoy senes al paneo, the makeup you put on your face, v'yim titzvolu, she'll have to go to the mikveh, yavira mamayim, the water will take it away. So that's the svara, what the Torah said, she's torn. Omalei, so Rav Nachman answered back, no, that's not the reason. The reason is, that an isha does not become pregnant from the first bia. In other words, that's what the Torah says. The isha, asher yishkav ish oisa shichva zera. The Torah says, if a man lives with a lady and puts a zera inside her, that she becomes tamei. What's the zera sakosiv? What does zera mean? The zera means that she is possible, maybe she'll become pregnant from it. Masheken, the first bia you have with Anisha, that's our first sugya, Anisha can't become pregnant from the first bia. So since the first bia can't make her pregnant, that's not called, this pasuk shichva zera, it's not called roi to become pregnant. So that's why she's not tummy. The Rashi says, for lo shichva zera karinim bay, that's not called shichva zera then. The enroi liazria, it's not roi to make her pregnant. Or miyum miyutim shichva zera lanafka. But as yet some pasuk shichva zera havada, that would not, that there would be nothing wrong here. Hoyu v'hai mokem ruyel as riyu the diyashniya. Who mishum adev shichva zera nami lo miyutu the tumas vesa starom lo mitame. Hello shichzera sa kosevi the diya. So zera sa kosev. That when is she tamei and when she has diya with a man and the zera goes inside her, but it has to be from the second diya onwards that it's possible maybe she'll become pregnant. Now the Gemara says, "V'maitzim iflugi." What's the machlekes here, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Rabbanan, Tzav Rabbanan say, "Shichva zera prat lohara." That's what Yitfar says. Shichva zera. It means an isha only becomes tamei if, when she lives with the man lets the zera out inside her. But let's say he only has hara. Hara means Rashi says shelo has ria. The man didn't let out any zera into her. Even mandiyama nishika, we'll have later on, one mandiyama says hara means just your aver touches her, it's almost like you're just kissing over there, or the mandiyama achnosa satara, or just the tip, the top part of your aver went inside her. But you did not go completely inside her. So the ma'a, what it means to say is that you did not let your zera out inside her, that's the first prat. She is not tummy then. That's called, the pasuk says clearly, the isha asha yishkav ish oisa shichva zera. Only if the man let his zera out inside her, then she becomes tamei. But if no zera comes out, she's tor. That's the first pasuk. Shichva zera prat laro. Oisot. Then it says ho prat l'shaloi kadarka. That if somebody does live with her and he lets the zera out inside the body, but shaloi kadarka means on the other side, the back, not in the front. So if he does it that way, that's a miyata cross. She's not tummy. Even though here the zera went inside her, but since she didn't go in the normal way, the other way, therefore she's not tummy. That's the Chacham Shita. For Rabbi Yehuda Savano, Shaloi Kedarko, Vihoro, Mishichva Zera Nafka. When the Pasuk first says it has to be Shichva Zera, that means you have to put Zera inside her, and also it also means a normal manner. Shaloi Kedarko, the other way, that's not called Shichva Zera. Then the Pasuk says, Oiso, her. What does it mean, her? She? Prat Lakala, Lafuki Akala. That the first time the man lives with a lady, the first bia, since she can't become pregnant then, that's not called roi lasriya, she does not become tummy. That's the gzeras hakosef. What says Mugumar now? Ki yasi rovin am Rabbi Yechanan. Kol shes shosu acha baila esa shonim, if an ishi either got a get or her husband died, and after that she waited 10 years, and then she first gets married, you should know the Matzias is shuv eni yoledes. She won't be able to become pregnant anymore. She won't be able to have any more children. If she went 10 years without a husband, she won't be able to have children anymore. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, you should know, Loshona, this was only said, El Shein Daita Linosei, that these 10 years she didn't have in mind to get married. If she was Mestalik Das, she had no Das to get married, then after 10 years she won't have children. Let's say she wanted to get married, just she couldn't find the right shidduch. Then Miss Aberis, then about that she could become pregnant even later on. Omale Rava Labas Rav Chizda. Rav is said to the daughter of Rav Chizda, Komeranani Rabbanan Abbas Recha. The Meister was that the Bas Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda's daughter, Rashi says, that was Ishtar the Rava. That was really Rava's wife. Now, Abbas Rashi, Sheshoyes Esa Shona Macha Balecha Rishoin Rami Bar Chom Hevi. There is first the daughter of Achizda was married to Rami Bar Chomo. Then he died, and for 10 years she lived without a husband. And now Rava wanted to get married to her. So Rava told her, like, how can I marry you? Come around and Rabbanan Abbasrecha, Rabbanan is saying, like, I shouldn't marry you because since you waited now 10 years after your husband died, so you're not going to be able to have children anymore. Why should I marry you? Or Moleh, she said back to him, no, you should know, Ano da toyo lech avoy. I had a mind to get married to you a long time already. So Mela, when do we say she can become pregnant if she stopped waiting 10 years with not having in mind to get married? But if she had in mind to get married, then it's okay. So therefore, Rava married her. Rava says that Hahi di asio lekaime de Rabbi Yosef. There's once a lady that came in front of Rabbi Yosef. Omra loy Rebbe, she said to him, Rebbe, Ano shisa acha baili yeshashonim. You should know after my husband died, I waited 10 years, violarati, and I gave birth. So she meant to say, you see the Rabbanim are wrong, even though I waited 10 years, still I had children. Omra loy, so Rabbi Yosef told back to her, Biti like my daughter, al toisiyo laz al different chomim. Don't ever say laz, don't say something bad about what the chomim say. You should know that Avada, it's not true what you're saying. Omrele, so she said back, she confessed and said, you should know, La Nochri Navalti, Enechnam Yitaka, right, that throughout these 10 years I did have contact with the Goy, and therefore it's not what the Chazal say. Chazal only say if you're not thinking about getting married, means you don't live with any men, and you don't think about getting married for 10 years, then you won't have children. But over here that she did think about an Arai, she lived with a Goy, that's why she was able to become pregnant. Right. Omar Shmuel, the kulon tzriches lamtim shloisha chadoshim. Here now, Mishnah, any time an isha live with somebody that's also to her, so we have to make sure to know whether she's pregnant or not, so therefore she can't live with anybody for the next 3 months. Is tzrichin lahamtim shloisha chadoshim. Like in our Mishnah, where the wives got mixed up with the wrong husband, so now they have to first wait 3 months to make sure to know if they're pregnant or not, then they can go back to the husbands. And Rashi says, "Chulon anoshim shenivlu tzrichem lamtim milinosei shloisha chadoshim." They have to wait 3 months. Ache biyosim chutz, only excluding the Gemara says migiyaris. Anisha became a ger. Umeshachreres Rashi was a shivcha, she became free. Yeah, shachreres ketana if they were small. whereas a Giyuris and a Shechreras Ketana doesn't have to wait. So Rashi says, Chutz mi Giyuris m'Shechreras Ketana, v'yaf agav d'stam oiv d'kachovim, v'shiv chazayin is saying, Snuchura, if a Goya becomes a Yid, or a Shivcha becomes a Yid, becomes a Shukru, they really they should have to wait 3 months. Because they're the Cheska Stavz Nus when they were a Shiksa, when they were a Shivcha. Still here, since she's a Ketana, and a Ketana can't become pregnant, the Rabbanim did not make her wait. So therefore, as soon as she becomes a Jew, or as soon as she becomes a Shukru Eris, she's allowed to get married right away. So Gemara's Madaik, Avo Ketana Bas Yisrael, Tzricha Lamtim Gimachadoshim. Only a Ketana here, a Giyuris or a Shukru Eris doesn't have to wait. But Mashma, a regular Jew, a Yisraelis, if she's a Ketana, and it's a question if she lived with somebody, she does have to wait 3 chadoshim before she can go back to her husband. So the question is why? Uvamai, what was the case? Ibamiyun, trashi uvamai, nofka mibayla kamur. Like, what purpose did she lose her first husband that you're saying she can't live with a second husband until she waits 3 months? Ibamiyun, so trashi, or ibamiyun, that she said goodbye to her husband. So the marv omar shmuel loiboy. Shmuel said before she don't have to wait 3 months. Shrashi. Vivinin omer shmuel loivoi amtuni. The lekla nigzim is shum gedoyla. The yang gedoyla yates vimin. So it's really a ketana, there's no reason to wait 3 months. The only reason is because maybe she's pregnant and we want to know clearly who the father is. But if she's a ketana can't become pregnant. Selamai it's a gzeira ketana rotu gedoyla. Because if you say a ketana doesn't have to wait, we're afraid maybe gedoyla also won't wait. So Mishuma Gedoyla would tell the Ketana they have to wait also. But that's only if they did something that's possible by a Gedoyla. But if the Ketana just gave me and said goodbye to her husband, a Gedoyla can't do that. So therefore there's no Gezerah to a Gedoyla, you don't have to wait 3 months. So where's the case that a Ketana does have to wait? So, Vi the get, Elamai the case is where she got a get. For the Gemara, Amar Shmuel Chodizim, the Shmuel said this din already one time. The Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Mia na boy, if a Ketana says goodbye to her husband, ain't it tzricha lamtim shlosha chadoshim. That second she says goodbye to her husband, and the next minute, if she wants to, she can get married to somebody else. She doesn't have to wait 3 chadoshim. Mashenke noson lo get. Let's say she didn't say goodbye to him, but the opposite, he says goodbye to her. He gives the Ketana a get if a man is married to a Ketana. And now he gives her a get, Allah is, tzricha lamtim shlosha chadoshim. She has to wait 3 months before she can marry, before she could get married to somebody else. Even though there's no chash here that she's pregnant, but it's a loy plug, it's a gzeirah to a gedela. So what's Shmuel's chiddush here? So Gemara says, Ela biznus. What we're talking about right now is,